The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
This was a week WA will never forget. The name Seroja is now etched into the history books. The cyclone caused some of the worst devastation a natural disaster has ever wrought on this state. It flattened Kalbarri on Sunday night, and every day since, the rest of WA has looked on as this popular tourist town tries to pick up the pieces. Estimates now suggest the rebuild could cost up to $200 million and take 2 years. The road ahead for the people of Kalbarri will be long and hard, but they should know every West Aussie is behind them. So too is Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who ventured west this week for the first time in 537 days. Needless to say, after such a long absence, ScoMo has a lot of ground to make up if he wants to win over WA voters, not least because the Liberal brand here in the West is about as toxic as it gets after Mark McGowan's state election landslide. So how did the PM's mission to win hearts and minds go? Well, it certainly hasn't been helped by controversies that followed him from the East. Former Australia Post boss Christine Holgate wanted an apology. And then there's the COVID vaccine rollout, which might have finally come off the rails this week. The death of a woman after receiving the jab is a tragic new low point in a rollout that is fast turning into an embarrassment for the PM. But when it comes to embarrassment, nothing this week comes close to the commissioning ceremony of the HMAS supply. The entire nation was left gobsmacked when it emerged someone had hired a scantily clad dance troupe to perform a hip-hop dance in front of the Navy's latest warship. But it turns out Twerkgate was not all it seemed. We now know the ABC, who aired the footage, edited the vision in a way that essentially slut-shamed the dancers. Auntie was forced to apologise to the dancers of the 101 Girls Squadron yesterday, which was a fittingly bizarre end to the weirdest story of the week. Here's hoping future naval commissioning ceremonies have performers that are more appropriate for the occasion, like these guys.
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven